Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bruce Piasecki, the author of Doing More with Teams. Doing More with Less is the book just before that one. He's the president and the founder of ahcgroup.com. It's .org, isn't it? ahcgroup.com. And so check it out, folks. You can find out all the things that he does there. His books are available wherever books are sold. If you want to know more about sustainability, if you've been hearing me talk about it and you want to get it from the person who knows all about it, you need to follow Bruce. You need to see what he's up to. Bruce, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the previous segments, we talked about this energy and stakeholder activism, force, grace, fascination. In the previous segment before that, I love that with regard to working with teams. Wrap all this up for us and tell us how you see the future in terms, especially in terms of global sustainability and our role as business owners.
You know, having worked for a lot of energy companies and sometimes for the federal government, I've come to think of the energy debate, Jim, as like slices on a pizza pie. And I think our society will be less contentious if it realizes the first thing is a historic perspective. We have succeeded as American capitalists and as small business people providing high value to American capitalism. Mm-hmm. By going from, say, just in the 1850s, horse and steam power, mm-hmm. right? They were the slices of the pizza pie, to discovery of oil in 1909 in Spindletop, to where oil and gas and other things became most of the pie, right? Now, we will succeed. I have complete faith that history shifts in markets to change the ratio of fossil and nuclear to renewable. And one of these days I'll get on your show where the companies that look at this across the world, like Exxon or GE or Conoco or Hess or Suncor, I'll kind of tell you guys where they see it. But what's the good news is great companies are beginning to see that it's possible to have 20% renewable. Right now it's about 3 or 4%. But the essence is innovation. And so
that's right.
The engine of innovation, so government should be an enabler of that through emissions credits,
exactly,
taxes,
right,
through innovation enabling like we do in the Department of Defense or DARPA. And you have to understand that broader context of competition to do it right. Now, it is a very complex thing, but we know how to cope with that uncertainty and how to facilitate it towards a better system.
The perspective needs to be a perspective on this century, not on this year.
Yeah, the shift is going to be until 2050, and the good news is the shift can occur. So I am my biggest enemy is the person who voices an extreme.
Either way, on either side.
Yeah. So if you look at change and how it takes so much grace and force and fascination, there's two fundamental types of change before individual change of the consumer. And the first is corporate change. You know, so you have some giant companies now, like Exxon and GE, actually talking about how it is sensible to have a modest carbon tax right now. Then there's also cultural change, where people can become more unified and move forward, like Lyndon Johnson helped us do with the civil rights movement, even though it was an incredibly contentious issue for 10 to 15 years. We're in that contentious phase on energy again. But what my work is about is facilitating change so that the corporate and the cultural and eventually the individual mm-hmm. will lead towards a resolution. And the key thing for your listeners is small business can and should play a large part in that mm-hmm. because they're the engines of innovation.
That's
they're
going to
figure out
right.
the way to make it with less energy.
That's
they're going to
exactly
figure out
right.
the way to deliver it with less energy.
Because we have more motivation because we're working a lot closer to with a lot smaller budgets, and that means we're a lot closer to failure.
That's right.
We have
and,
fewer
you know,
options.
My philosophy, Jim, is that you know when you respond to stakeholder activism, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You're not mm-hmm. as a corporate entity, you're not saying I'm weak. What you're saying is I'm sensible.
But I'm glad you're working in the middle, Bruce, to bring these two parties together, because, as you say, the extremes on either side are the enemy of a solution.
I agree. And, you know, if all we're going to do is spend time in court,
right,
or if all we're going to do is spend time in ideological debates in the media, then we're not going to get to the sensible business context or the broader business win
that we have to get to. I still say if America could create a productive energy policy along the lines of what we've been talking about, America could control this industry for the rest of this century on planet Earth.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of change I'm after, Jim.
Exactly.
So thank you for your time.
AHCgroup.com, folks, is the website. Doing More with Less and Doing More with Teens by Dr. Bruce Piasecki. He'll be back another day real soon. Thanks, Bruce, for being here. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.